Millennial Influence, my podcast 130, Sexting. Welcome to my podcast, where we help you parent your teenager without losing heart. OMG, I'm ROTFL because my BFF Jill had POS when her boyfriend Roy sent her a picture of his pecs. What? Darren, Katie, how do we decipher this?
Well, Melinda, that's a little racy. That's just another reason why you should be checking your kids' texts. Most of you probably don't want to, but maybe you should.
Yeah. You know, Darren, this sexting thing has become kind of a popular media word. I think that a couple of teenagers might use that, but really it's more of a media-driven...
It's a sensationalist word.
It really is just a media-driven word. The reality of it is that it is happening. There is sex texting. It may not be exactly what you think it is, parent, but it is there. It is out there.
Yes, it is. Kids are sending pictures and wordy dirds, things that you things you really don't want them sending. So why are we talking about this? Because we've already talked about in other podcasts about setting limits on your texts and knowing what your kids are texting and all that. Here's why we're talking about it. Because for whatever reason, teenagers don't get that their bodies are sacred and private and not for worldwide consumption. And they keep sending stuff over the internet, posting stuff on Facebook, and they do not get the long-range effects of that. So what we're really talking about today, probably the title's a little misleading, because we're really not talking about sexting as much as we're talking about helping your kids recognize the consequences for things like posting half-naked pictures of yourself on MySpace.
And having said that, let's give a definition of what sexting is. Right off the bat, you need to know that your kids are texting dirty words to each other and cussing and different language and suggestiveness that you may not want them texting back and forth to each other. Most of the time, that's done in such a way that a parent does not know what it is. So there's a lot of abbreviations out there in texting that are suggestive language or are foul language and are things that are designed and set up specifically by your teenager and their peers.
To hide it from you.
To hide from you. Yes. So
let me give you one word. Google. Just type in text and then the abbreviation and Google it and it will tell you what it means. And you may not like it. You may not want to hear it, but you need to know it.
You do. You need to know what your kids and their friends are saying to each other and be aware of that and know that if you're paying the bill, you have full access to the text messages that they're sending.
Listen, back up. Even if you're not paying the bill, if that kid lives in your house, they are your primary responsibility. They are your charge. It is your business. You need to know. Now, you guys know that
I totally agree with that, but that's not what I meant. I meant if you get the bill, you have access to the text.
Okay.
At the text.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
No, that usually a lot of these companies will set it up online where you can go in online on your bill and you can see what's been texting on any of the phones that are on the bill.
So if for some reason you can't get access to your kid's phone because all you have to do is look up their old text, but you know, kids are crafty and they'll delete that stuff. So if you have a bill where it shows up, you can get it that way, or you can just look on their phone. There are some companies that will actually send you a paper copy of the bill and it will list all the texts every time. So know what they're texting.
Yeah. Also, with the advent of camera phones, teenagers have become quite creative in what they're picture texting to each other. And I think more often than not, that's probably the sexting part of it, is these dirty pictures that they're sending to each other. And yes, probably your kid or one of their friends has sent a picture of their body part, whatever it may be.
We're not talking about fingernails.
To their friends or to their boyfriends. And, you know, there have been some very public cases out there, Darren, of, public teenage figures who have been sending pictures of their body parts to various and sundry people, not necessarily their boyfriend. And that's what you need to know, is that the sexting and these pictures that are being sent out, they're not being sent out just to their boyfriend or to their girlfriend. They're sending it to their friends because, oh, ha, 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 it's so funny. Look at this. You know, and they're doing a good New Orleans flasher scene to all of their friends on their contact list.
We apologize to the people in New Orleans. And the other thing is that, you know, so they send this picture to their boyfriend, and then the boyfriend breaks up with them and is mad at them, and so he sends it to all his friends.
Because he still has it on his phone, I might add.
You know, ultimately, that is the... Yeah, because boys don't get rid of naked pictures, just so you know.
No.
But in case you were curious. But, you know, here's the point. This podcast...
Oh, and I was going to say, too. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But I was going to say, parents, if this is surprising to you, I want you to know some of these kids see this as safe sex. They've been told that it's safe sex by various and sundry people.
But it's not safe. And here's why it's not. It's safe. They're not going to get pregnant or get a disease.
But that means saying they feel like it's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's sex, but they're not actually doing anything. So you should be proud of them. I want you to know that your kids think that this is safe.
This thing,
honorable. You should be proud of
this
them.
This is an honoring thing.
Yeah, they're doing it because, hey, I could be actually having sex. and so they are looking at this like it's not that big a deal.
And it's kind of a big deal. And here's why. And here's what you really need to help your kids get. This is the point of this podcast. That stuff follows them. And they may think that it's no big deal, and at least they're not really having sex or whatever, until they're 22 and they're applying for a job and their employer is searching the internet on their MySpace account and sees them drinking or partying or having sex or whatever they've decided to post. And so one of the things that kids today do not understand, and really teenagers probably across the land in all time zones, mm-hmm. have not understood for years and years and years, is that what you decide in your teenage years follows you into adulthood. You are in the decade of decision. And when you graduate from college, you enter into the decade of consequence. And so one of the things that we really want to stress in you helping your kids grow up, so to speak, is helping them understand that the decisions they make today follow them tomorrow, because teenagers just don't get that. And so when they're posting stuff, when they're texting stuff and things that they really shouldn't be, and mm-hmm. it's out there for the whole world to see, they're about to enter their decade of consequence. And so just like we said, that boyfriend gets mad and he starts texting that picture of your daughter that you really wish wasn't out there to all his friends, and then they text it to all their friends, and it's everywhere. And it's something your daughter never expected. So when she's running for Miss America and her nudie pictures show up, she loses her crown. That's just the way it is.
And you know, Darren, our teenagers of this generation, they really do not have a concept of sex being more than the physical act. We as parents need to explain to them that sex goes way beyond the physical copulation of the act of sex. They need to understand that there is emotional ties that go along with sex, that there's baggage that goes along with sex.
There's spiritual ties that go along with sex. I mean, it is a true full body experience, not just physical.
Our teenagers do not get that, parents. That's why they think it's okay to send pictures of themselves nude or just a part of their body part off to someone. And then after they get married, they start regretting some of that stuff.
Right.
They start regretting not only the physical things that they've done with other people, but how they have allowed themselves to be posted all over every kind of media on earth out there naked for other people to
naked.
See.
I mean, it's very marginalizing.
They do regret that. And parents, we need to give them the heads up, whether they'll listen to us or not.
You need to at least say it. They may choose not to listen, and they may choose to still keep doing it. That's probably another podcast. But you need to at least say it. If you don't say it, they have no grounds for knowing better.
Right, right. We need to let our teenagers know their body is sacred. It is something that shouldn't be shared with just everybody on the internet or everybody in your boyfriend's contact list. That it's something that is just theirs. It is alone, belongs to them. They have the right to keep it private, whether that's in the way they dress, in the way they present themselves, in the way that they let people touch them.
What they're posting on their Facebook.
Or what they're posting on their Facebook or on their telephone. And we really need to stress to them this particular aspect of it, because I think that a lot of parents out there aren't aware that their kids are doing this up in their bedrooms. They're not realizing that their kids are texting and sending pictures that are not necessarily things that they're going to want following them in the future.
Right. And mamas and daddies, it's not just your daughters.
No.
It is your boys too. And I will promise you, get on Facebook or MySpace. 90% of the pictures that you see there as their like profile picture is your kid standing in front of a mirror with his shirt off, mm-hmm. trying to make himself look bigger than he is, taking a picture with his cell phone. Now, is that necessarily crude? No, it's not necessarily crude, but it is one more just kind of point in the chain that says your kids don't get that everybody sees everything they're doing and that some things are better left unseen. And there's a point where students detach what they're doing physically from the rest of their lives. And sexting is what just one primary example of how they do that. And so one of the things you really need to get a hold of as a parent is helping your kids realize that their bodies are amazing and for themselves only until they get married. And until that happens, helping them realize that this is a full experience. This is not you detaching a physical picture of yourself from everything else. This is a full body experience. And when you do things like that,
it's a part of sex.
Yes. And when you do things like take pictures of yourself and post them or email them or, you know, speak crudely about sex and sexuality, you cheapen it and you cheapen yourself. And that's not what you want to do. And so help your kids realize that, love them, and know that you're the biggest, most powerful influence that they're ever going
to
have.
Yes. It's time to open that topic for them.
For more practical help and ideas for parenting today's teenager, log on to www.minfluence.com and click on Free Parent Newsletter. Each month you'll get free help and ideas in your email inbox. And let's face it, that's better than a lot of the junk you'll find in there. We're glad to have had you with us today at My Podcast. Music provided by Josh Wilson. For Darren, Katie, and the entire Millennial staff, I'm Melinda Kitzmiller, helping you impact generations for generations.